right, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one I'm talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, let me pause a moment. I got a couple of things I got to fill you guys in on. So the first one is just to remind you that one of our newest sponsors is Inspire Advisors, and they are very cool at what they do. So Inspire Advisors are experts in a field known as biblically responsible investing. So I know this audience. I know what kind of great people I've got out there listening to this show. You're the kind of folks who are willing to stand up for what you believe. You're also the kind of people who are doing probably what you can to set aside for your retirement. And I'll be honest with you, you may be shocked to find out that some of the things your investment portfolio contains are investing in companies that like support things you would never would stand for in the first place, like abortion or pornography or, you know, human trafficking even. All I'm saying is this: if you found out where the investments were going, you might be shocked and you might wish you had had a chance to talk to Paul Breyer and his team at Inspire Advisors. And that's what I'm going to suggest you do. Give them a call. They will not charge you. They will not try to upsell you. They will not try to trick you. They will just show you what's in your portfolio with a free impact report. They'll sit down with you in person, do it for free, and they'll show you what's in there, and they'll even show you what biblically aligned alternatives for investment are out there that can still benefit your bottom line. So if you want to learn more about biblically responsible investing, BRI, you can go to their website and ask for the meeting. Let's go to www.moneypatternwealth.com. That's moneypatternwealth.com. Or just go to our website, rightsidemedia.org. And at rightsidemedia.org, you go to the Right Side Radio tab, click on the sponsors, takes you right to their website. So yeah, I'm just saying, it's godly, it's conservative, it's balanced, it's like financial freedom. So check them out, Inspire Advisors, please do. I'm going to wind up going to some text messages. And by the way, I'm reminded, I keep forgetting to do this. I talked about our podcasting yesterday. Where Big Rig, give me a, when you get a chance, check the numbers on the podcast and see where they're at for the show podcast. But we're seeing our numbers go up exponentially. And one of the things we've added most recently is our video podcasting. So the Right Philosophy, which is the one that I do, and I do it from my house, but the Right Philosophy podcast, the latest edition came out today. And this one's called Question Everything. So Question Everything, the video podcast, is out as of today. You can get to it at the rightsidemedia.org website. Go to the podcasting tabs, click on Right Philosophy, and pick up the latest edition. Loving doing this, loving the quality, really proud of it. It's one of two series of a video podcast we have out. What do you got right now on ours? How's it doing?
241,000.
Oh, we're pushing a quarter mil. Mm-hmm. We're pushing it.
And we did almost like 8,000 downloads last month.
Good night. Yeah. All right, so yeah, Big Rig takes the everyday's live show, converts it to podcast form, kind of enhances the audio, clips down the ads, puts it all into a nice streamlined fashion, posts it up, and it's trending. It's trending bigger. Good stuff, man. Thanks. All right, let's move this show to the top of the hour. I'm technically in my second dipper. So, John, if you're listening, I made it through one dipper. I'm into the second. And technically, I had what we might call a mini dipper earlier in the show. Camouflage. Remember that word? We coined it here on Right Side Radio. Camouflage. That is what Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are hiding behind. They're hiding behind camouflage right now. They are literally being shrouded in secrecy and cover-ups. Some of it is just called ask no questions. Others is called tell a mistruth. Either way, it's bad. Now listen, if she wins on the merits, it's hard to accept, but I get it. What I don't want to see is her winning on deception. And right now, we're watching the Vice President of the United States, who is running for office, who has not spoken in any form or fashion other than like a passing comment in 16 days. That's not the way this works. She essentially became the de facto nominee. Story here on Fox News. She became the de facto nominee when Biden was knocked off, right? And then she's been out busy on the campaign. She's everywhere. And all she's doing is reading from teleprompters and doing the happy glossy moments, she is avoiding any opportunity to be confronted or questioned or have to deal with things that go beyond her script. Now, you got to ask yourself why. I mean, when Kay Ivey ran last time, I was frustrated because the sense was that Kay Ivey was skating by. She was not doing debates. And I know Kay Ivey, and I like her personally, but I felt like she should have been more forthright with. And then she does her commercial where all she says is, "No step too high for a high stepper," and that was her campaign. And she won big. And it's frustrating when you see good candidates who are running on messaging and policy and getting out among the people. And the person who's riding the wave of incumbency, and in the case of Kamala Harris, sort of a semi-incumbency, are just like avoiding it, staying secret, doing the whole basement thing. They got the 2020 plan in full force again right now. I mean, she failed to appear at the National Association of Black Journalists, where Trump went and made headlines by confronting things head on. She chose her running mate, but she's doing no press conferences about it. She's just talking from the stump speech mode. She's so elusive that the New York Times recently published excerpts from an interview she conducted last year to see where her answers might land now. So what does that say? We can't get to her. J.D. Vance, early in the show, I talked about this. This is, and to me, it was like an epic burn. But J.D. Vance literally went out on the tarmac because he was campaigning in the same state. He went out on the tarmac to her plane and walked up to the press and basically said, "I thought you might want to talk to me since you can't ever get to Kamala Harris." I mean, talk about just like perfect moment. But that's where we are. She can avoid the press. In the meantime, the press is doing what it can to sort of tote her water and make things better. Well, they're having a little trouble with it. Daily Caller kind of caught up with a few. The Washington Post politics reporter said that it was really getting a little difficult to unravel her distinct accomplishments. In other words, they can't find any. What are her distinct accomplishments? They did interviews. Georgia voters were telling Newsmax that they couldn't recount a single Harris accomplishment over the course of her entire career. And then the Washington Post politics reporter, her name's Amber Phillips, she said there's only two achievements that could be reasonably called hers. Two. That's it. But she's running for president on her record. She's basically getting covered by the press. She's not arguing policy. She's not out there debating on the merits. She's really not talking to the press. She's hiding behind camouflage right now. But the worst of all of it, maybe MSNBC. MSNBC appears to have deceptively altered a video most recently to make it look like good things were being said about her that were not even about her. Story here on Breitbart, Dateline 2 days ago. It says, in what appears to be a brazen act of willful misdirection, MSNBC apparently posted a deceptively edited montage of clips implying that Joe Rogan is backing Kamala. The video uses clips of Rogan, who at the time was actually praising Tulsi Gabbard, but edited it to make it look like he was talking about Kamala Harris. Who does this? Who sat there in the studio and goes, "Hey, man, just take those videos of him talking about Tulsi? Yeah, yeah. Pretend he's talking about Kamala and just get it out there to see who takes it." In the montage, Rogan says he thinks Kamala will win the election in November, adding that she's a strong woman. She's a person who served overseas twice in a medical unit. She was a congresswoman for 8 years. She's a person of color. She's everything you want. Well, Kamala Harris never served in the military. She never served in the U.S. House of Representatives. And his comments were describing Tulsi Gabbard. Rogan is now suing MSNBC for $30 million over the misuse of his comments in trying to misconstrue what he said. Rogan himself recently stated on his show that he thinks Kamala could win the election, but he said it's only because, here's the actual quote, "only because people are giving in to the BS in a way that I never suspected people would before." He said they just want no Trump no matter what. They're willing to gaslight themselves. So MSNBC literally took a quote of him saying that, you know, Kamala could win this election because, and then they clipped in an edited version of him talking about somebody entirely different. She's a strong woman. She's a person who served overseas twice. This is so bad, it's laughable, except it's not funny. I'm just telling you, she is hiding behind camouflage, and they are letting it happen. Now, here, what do we do about it? Here's the thing. This show is intent upon trying to make sure that we recognize that we do have options. Do we have options? We do. First of all, if you have liberal friends or family members or coworkers who are willing to talk, you've got to know the truth so you can tell the truth. And I don't mean go steep yourself in, you know, such one-sided stuff that you lose yourself in the moment and all you can do is spout dogma. Don't do that. Make sure you understand where they're coming from, but have your counterpoints ready. You've got to be well-versed in the things that are going on in order to counter the messaging. The only way to fight propaganda is with counter-propaganda. The second thing is, do your own social media. Poke fun at it. Retweet it. Put it on Facebook and tell it like it is. Laughable. Look what they're doing. Joe Rogan's having to sue over it. Camouflage. Make sure that we point out to the world that we can see through the fabric of the camouflage. It's like when the Cheshire Cat in Alice in Wonderland sat on the branch and would fade away, but the smile could still be seen, so you knew where the Cheshire Cat was at all times. We can see you. You're not really hidden. Point it out. Make sure the world knows you can see it. Because the thing that they don't want to have known is what you know. Tell the world. So the biggest thing you can do right now is be well-versed. And secondly, don't let them get away with it. Say it, point it out, and enjoy pointing it out, by the way. And then thirdly, be willing to go out there and tell the other side of the story, whether they have lied or not. Just be willing to tell the other side of the story. Why are you not for Kamala? Just be willing to say it. Yes, they might say something to you on Facebook. Yes, there might be a mean tweet come your way. Enjoy the moment and make them work for it. Do not let them get away with camouflage. All right. There, I got one dipper out. Big Rig, take us to a break, brother. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back and put a lid on it. I got a slew of text messages to catch up on. You guys, we are solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Giving you all the truth you can put on a bumper sticker. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. If I got it, is Jeff on the phone? Jeff Rowe from Indiana. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm moving anyway. Well, I'm on the right side of Nashville.
Oh, nice. That the right side would be north from what I know about this time of day, right?
Yes, it would be.
What you think about all this stuff with Tim Walz?
Lord. I was going to comment on Joe Rogan there, though, you know. But
oh, yeah, go ahead.
With MSNBC, you know, let's see, they sued them for $30 million over what they've said. Their audience is maybe, about 300,000 to 500,000 at the very most, maybe that heard that. So, you know, that's quite a few dollars per listener that he's looking to get, you know.
Well, he's got the clout to do it. And, you know, what's interesting is he's one of the largest downloads. And I mean, like right now, our download is like 250,000 right now. He gets about 1 million downloads a day. So he's got a lot of people that he can message MSNBC's gaffes to and make them wish they had never done it.
Yeah. And the audience that they're catering to, they're already brain dead. I mean, you wouldn't be listening to MSNBC unless you were just almost like a cult follower because of all the stuff they got on there. Everything they say is just, you know, it's almost like a comedy show. It's like Comedy Central because anytime I go there, I go to listen and see how crazy they're talking, like McDonald and some of the other ones on there. And oh, my gosh. Joy Reid, I think it was. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And, listen, and you know, it's I don't understand it. I recognize that people are going to believe some things differently than I do. But the blatant lying is, I mean, they understand lying. They know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. And they're just literally trying to hide her record and then embellish something to try and fool people. The thing that I wonder is, so I think the far left is going to vote for her no matter what. The far right is going to not vote for her no matter what. My question is, how much influence does a fake video like that have on the people sitting in the middle who are still considered undecided right now?
You know, I question the sanity of the undecided at this point, because if you can't see the daylight from dark from what we're going through and what the country's become under just less than 4 years of who's president now? I haven't seen him for a while. I hadn't heard nothing out of him. You know, Joe Biden, that's right. I think he's still president, or at least he was nominated or made president by a legal election, as far as I can tell.
Do you know? Did you hear me on Monday? I kind of made a deal about the fact that we had Iran was allegedly going to be attacking, and I think they still probably are going to do something, attacking Israel. It was considered to be a major potential attack, and they announced there will be a meeting in the Situation Room with the National Security Council at 2:30 this afternoon. And I thought, that's the most laissez-faire. That's like saying, you know, ladies and gentlemen, there are donuts in the break room. That's what it sounded like. And then what we found out later on, though, the reason why they scheduled it like that was because Joe Biden was still at his beach house in Delaware, and he wasn't going to get back until mid-morning. I mean, that's who's the president right now.
Oh, I know. Well, as far as Israel goes, I hope to God we quit giving them smart weapons, because you're using tactical weapons against a basically you got terrorists, because they're not targeting anything other than the civilians of Israel, and that's the definition of terrorism. So I think Israel should start lobbing, you know, when the Houthis or whatever start taking stuff out, carpet bomb them. Say, you know, it's coming your way. If you're in the way there, I'm sorry, but you know, that's what you're doing to us.
Well, so, more to come. That one, we're praying about the Middle East right now, because that one could light up any minute. Hey, brother, my music is about to play. You be careful on the road, all right? We'll talk to you again soon. I'm glad the phones are working. We missed you yesterday.
Have a good one, Phil.
Same, man. All right, John from Huntsville says JP wins. Oh, JP, look at that. JP shows up out of nowhere and wins. He said JP wins the imaginary bronze medal with a solid A. Phil wins the imaginary silver medal with an A+, which means that today's imaginary gold medal winner is obviously Big Rig with a hurricane size A++ for earning a total of 50 extra credit points. Congratulations, and Big Rig, you now have 5 imaginary gold medals, only 2 days left in the Right Side Radio Olympics.
Nice. I kind of expected to win today.
You know, those medals, man, you got to hang them on the wall or something. what to do a little something there. Yeah. Just have to meme you out for John. Thanks, John. Appreciate you. Dustin from Hazel Green sends us a meme. What is it? I don't know what that means. Okay, so I don't know what's happening here. Oh, he's sending me a picture of Joe Rogan, how he really looks, and Joe Rogan, how the media wants you to think he looks. And then Luann from Huntsville. Thank you, Luann. We got it, and we will take care of it. All right, you guys, have an amazing night. You're an amazing audience, and we'll talk to you soon.